It's Beauty Inside Out on RadioMD.com. Here's your host, David Pollack.
I want to thank each and every one of you for listening to my show and for visiting my website and for sending me questions. I've spent my entire career helping some of the big brands, but now I got to admit, it's a nice change to be able to speak with people directly. I just love being able to help. So this week, we have some great questions. My right-hand Corinne is with me.
Hi, Corinne, David.
How you doing?
Good. How are you? Glad to be here.
Well, I got to ask your help here. Would you do me a favor, reach into the mailbag, and let's pick some of those popular questions for today.
Yes, I will. Now, we're going to peek inside your brain a little bit because I know we're going to have some interesting questions this week. And as a woman, I'm just excited to hear the answer to some. So let's start.
Well, okay. As a guy, I am too. I'll be curious what I come up with.
I'm more curious to know. Okay, our first question says, help, David, I have large pores. Is there anything that I can do to minimize them or even shrink my pores? And I just know you have the answer.
Uh-oh. Let's hope. No, it's simple. We all have pores, and our pores contain hair follicles, and really they're outlets for perspiration and sebum. And sebum is what provides the natural protective layer over the body. So while some of us have larger pores than others, it's really for two reasons. One, genetics, and the other is being clogged, whether we be with dead skin cells, dirt, makeup, other impurities. Let's face it, we work out, you sweat or perspire.
Yes.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
But some of the dirt while you're out jogging.
Walking.
Or walking. Okay,
for
okay.
Me.
For me, just driving with the top down in the car. Okay. But that dirt or those impurities are going to clog those pores and actually cause them to appear larger because if they're being blocked, they can't close back up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so even makeup. Have you ever gone to bed and left the makeup on?
Oops.
Yes, yeah. Yes. Every woman has. Okay, so what can you do is really the question. Now you understand what's causing it. Let's talk about what you can do.
Yes.
Okay, number one, use a face wash every day, and especially at night, to remove makeup and the impurities from the day. So hear me again. Every day, especially at night, never, ever, 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 ever go to bed with makeup on.
Good point.
The makeup is actually made of all kinds of talc and
that
powder.
That is true.
And
mm-hmm,
that's what's going to mm-hmm. clog the pores. Okay. Use a daily exfoliator to clean away the dead skin cells. So while you've wiped away the makeup and the dirt you've accumulated, what about the dead skin cells? So a physical exfoliator.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You know my favorite is the Purifying Rice Face
Wash. Oh, gosh.
Wash.
I was just about to say. Use that every day.
Well, because it doesn't have too much grain, so it's gentle enough you can, and it's going to reveal newer skin cells. It's going to unclog the pores, and it'll really help reduce the pore size.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
The other is, look at the product you use. Creams typically contain thickeners or waxes. They contain various emollients and oils that help give it that creamy feel. However, those ingredients can clog pores and interfere with normal sebum production. So even worse, excessive oil can mix with the dirt impurities that we talked mm-hmm. about, clog the pores, and add to the problem and lead to acne. So I prefer pore-reducing serums over creams. I like serums. I like lightweight products that absorb fast and don't contain all these other ingredients. So I suggest looking for products that will exfoliate the skin, maybe a chemical peel that won't irritate it, mm-hmm. and then follow with a moisturizer that's more of a gel type or something simple. So bottom line, cleanse, exfoliate, and moisturize with something that won't clog the pores. And in a matter of days, you'll start seeing the pore size reduce.
And don't go to sleep with your makeup on.
You'll hear me say that almost every time you hear my voice.
Okay,
awesome. Do we have any others?
Yes, the next question. Now, most people won't admit to this, but I'm glad that someone decided to ask. It says, I first thought that I had dandruff, and it was very embarrassing. But later I found out it wasn't dandruff at all. The dermatologist actually told me that I had developed eczema on my scalp. Is there anything that I can do to treat my itchy scalp?
Okay, I heard your question. Is this out of the mailbag or?
No, funny. I promise it's not a personal one.
Well, I can tell you, I actually do have this problem, so
yes.
I can speak directly to it. And it is something that people suffer with, and when they see me scratch my head, it is mm-hmm. because of eczema, but often it is. I remember in elementary school, teachers saying, David, you know, you need to go. They thought it was either dandruff or lice, and I would be all embarrassed.
Oh, gosh.
And so I'll share with you the things that I've learned and the things we work with in the lab to help people that suffer from this, because I'm not the only one. As
right.
you.
No, yeah, and you know what? I think my husband has the same problem, so I'm listening.
Let's hope
with
he's
paper
not.
And pen. Yeah, Honey, I'm sorry.
Okay, first you got to take a look at what brought on the problem. Not the problem you talked about your husband on air. Let's talk about, go back to the eczema. First,
I'm in so much trouble.
First, eliminate all of the hair care products that contain harsh chemicals. These are easy. Look in the back of the label, and it's typically listed as sodium or ammonium lauryl or laureth sulfate.
Yes, most of them have that, though.
They do. They do. Mm-hmm. Okay? But here's the trick. When it comes to shampoos, if you'll find ones designed for chemically treated hair, they typically don't contain them. They'll contain gentler surfactants or cleansing agents.
Gotcha.
Okay? Mm-hmm. Because you don't, if somebody colored their hair, you obviously don't want that color to wash out, so
exactly.
They create gentler products. So it doesn't mean that you necessarily had chemically treated hair. It just means it's a gentler shampoo. So that's the first thing to look for.
Okay
next, find ones that are free of synthetic dyes and fragrance. Now, first of all, who cares what color my shampoo is?
I was about to say.
Synthetic dyes, some people are allergic to different ones mm-hmm. and can, different skin irritations. But here's another big one, the fragrance. Okay. Everybody wants the product to smell well.
Right.
I agree with it. And I'm not against somebody wanting to smell nice. But if you can find one with essential oils or natural extracts that create the aroma. And here's why. Mm-hmm. Fragrance is a legal definition by the FDA. So as a manufacturer, all these harsh chemicals we want to avoid, I can actually use in the product solvents, glycols, whatever it may be, and just disguise it and not have to disclose it if it's called a recipe. Or a fragrance, I'm sorry. So this recipe for this fragrance, mm-hmm. I just have to label the word fragrance. So everything you're trying to avoid could be right back in that same product.
Wow.
So mm-hmm. that's why I'm against synthetic fragrance. Okay? Next, mm-hmm. let's get back to how to get things under control. Use a product designed specifically for the itchy scalp or eczema. And this is simple. You can look for ones that use coal tar. And while there may be some arguments on the safety of coal tar, I've had to use it to help. There are some with salicylic acid and other ingredients. I found is try the different ones because
right.
some actually made it worse. I actually used one that truly did make it worse.
Yeah, and they have some that say it's for itchy skin, but it does sometimes make it worse. And that's what I was going to ask. Is there something in the product itself? And,
yep.
and so
it can be an allergic reaction mm-hmm. to the ingredient. It could be, again, going back to some of the ingredients I told you to avoid
right.
or in the fragrance.
Mm-hmm.
So I would look for several products designed for it. Try them out, find the one that works for you, and stick with it. Use it every day for a few days, okay? And then once it's under control, maybe once a month for a couple days, and that's really it. You can keep it under control. So one, change the shampoo you're using.
Mm-hmm.
Start using something to help you get it more under control. And here's another tip. Use a hydrating hair conditioner. I know. Some people may use a conditioner already, they may not, but here's why. It's not because the hair follicle. What I'm trying to do is actually moisturize the scalp at night. So by using this hair conditioner, you're actually treating the scalp and moisturizing the skin, helping to soothe away some of the irritation.
Right.
I'll tell you one other trick when you're having a flare-up like I do, is take a couple drops of like an olive oil. Olive oil is rich in nutrients, etc. Massage just a drop or two over the scalp at night before going to bed. I know. It's going to mess up your hair tonight, but it's going to nourish your scalp. So tomorrow you just shampoo it as normal and style it, and everything's back to normal. The other is take a look at your diet. Is eat more essential fatty acids, which means stuff with salmon, flaxseed oil, olive oil, walnuts, broccoli, spinach, eggs, yada, yada. I can go on and on and on. Or take the essential, the omega-3 capsules that have them in it.
Yeah, we
so
take those.
Either way, now it starts working from the inside out. And so these, we're running out of time, they're telling me, and I've got so many more I want to answer.
Yes, and there's one more. Can we throw in one more
Go ahead, really quickly?
Okay, is it possible for your skin to become dependent on a certain ingredient or a chemical?
I'll make it real quick, and then we'll talk more another time. The answer is yes, definitely. Especially mm-hmm. with harsh ingredients like retinoids or glycolic or alpha hydroxies, your skin can definitely become, adapt to them,
mm-hmm.
which is why you'd want to start with a lower level and slowly increase it. My suggestion is rotate serums that people use underneath their moisturizer.
Right.
Use one week, one the next. I've got so much more to cover. If you've got a question, do what the big brands do. Go to justaskdavid.com and maybe I can answer your question next time. As a matter of fact, go there now and enter radio listener code RadioMD and download my book for free. Until next time, I'm David Pollack and thank you for listening.